Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. All right. Well, first off, I want to make sure that we acknowledge Gay Adegbolola, who brings us in each show with her Hungry Woman Blues. And you know that we address the Hungry Woman and Hungry Man Blues on this show, where on first and second Sundays at 6, we dish up a dollop of divinely delicious natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. Before we get started into this hearty show, let me share with you a little bit about myself. I answered Spirit's call many, many moons ago to work within my practice and ministry, which has evolved into mind, body, and spirit works to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. And, you know, I do a whole lot. I serve up a lot of different offerings on my holistic table. And, you know, it has been anything from counseling to coaching, teaching to massaging, Reiki to writing. And one of my favorites, my baby, is this show, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which for almost 5 years now has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners and feed me with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of just absolutely gifted holistic healers and light workers. And, you know, each show I take the time to thank all of my listeners who support the show because we couldn't be here without you. And so I wanted to also thank those who tuned in last week during Super Bowl Sunday. I know that we were competing with something big, but we had a full show as Ty Anderson Johnson gave us heart-to-heart readings. It was just truly amazing. If you missed that show or any other, we invite you to check it out on demand. Well, tonight, we are again acknowledging American Heart Month here in the U.S. by featuring another heart-themed show. And how perfect that with Valentine's Day less than a week away, we have as guest a person who just exudes love. She also has a heaping helping of light, laughter, willingness, wisdom, creativity, and craftsmanship. And I am so blessed that I've gotten to experience all of those aspects of her and more. She has a lot to share with us tonight, so without further ado, let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Reverend Susan Duncan. Hello, Reverend Susan.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, listeners. I'm just so excited to be here, really, and thank you for that gracious introduction.
Well, you know, I just speak truth, and so thank you for being you and for saying yes. I am so excited to have you here as well, and I know you have so much to share, and I want to get down to it. Now, some of our listeners who may not be familiar with you, can you share who you are and what do you serve at your healing table?
Okay, I'd be glad to do that. I'm an ordained interfaith minister, graduated from One Spirit Interfaith Seminary in New York, and I am an associate minister at the Tacoma Park Metaphysical Chapel. I do crystal healing. I'm a crystal healer, and I have been working with crystals for over 20 years. I also do chakra healing. I've taught about chakras and healing of the chakras in various ways since the year 2000. I'm a jewelry designer. I design crystal and gemstone healing jewelry for beauty and for health and anything else that anyone wants to wear the jewelry for. I write a newsletter that I've done since 1997 called Living in the Light, and I'm the author of the book Living in the Light. And a long time ago, I was a federal government economist, transportation specialist, and have done herbal consulting as well. So I think that's kind of enough.
Yes, you have definitely served up a lot, and you continue to at your healing table. And, you know, I always proudly wear the pieces of jewelry of yours that I have. And so thanks to your most recent open house during the holidays, I acquired yet another set of beautiful earrings. So I'm always proud to say, oh, these are Reverend Susan Duncan original.
Thank you. And they look beautiful on you, too. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, like with any holiday, I desire to live in the spirit of it daily. And as I mentioned earlier, February is Heart Month, and many folks are focused on love, finding love, keeping love, falling out of love, practicing self-love, connecting to God's love, what have you. So what is the benefit in your eyes, other than retail profit, of focusing so much attention on love at this time?
Well, Tanya, of course we should be focusing on love at all times. Love should be permeating all of our relationships, be they job-related, parent, child, intimate, neighbors, love of ourselves, and love of God. We should strive to live through this energy of love at all times. The ability to love is the highest human quality. But the benefit I see for focusing on love at this time is, this particular time of the year, is that we need to have some focus. Although we should be loving all time, hopefully this month will bring back into our awareness that love is a state that we should be operating from at all times. We can look around us and see that many people are not living lives of love. We see violence and war, but truthfully, we're loving beloved spirits of God, and we need to always be aware of this. So if a month makes us remember who we truly are, then I think that this is a wonderful thing. And since I was born in February, I'm very happy that this month is chosen for the American Heart Month. And maybe in time we'll see some of our societal or personal problems resulting from unloving relationships and acts diminish. So anytime we can devote ourselves to love and compassion, even if for a month, even for a minute, it's worthwhile.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, you mentioned your birthday is in February. It's when? Saturday?
Yes.
So it's actually on Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, we will wish you a happy early birthday. And, of course, now I'm going to just call you the love guru. You know, it just makes sense that you talk, that, you know, you talk about the chakras, and tonight you're talking about the heart chakra, and it's during our, you know, heart month and everything, and so how perfect that your birthday actually falls on Valentine's Day. So awesome.
Thank you. I like it.
It works for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So As you mentioned, you know, you've taught a lot of classes around the chakras, different aspects of it, and you have a great deal of experience and expertise around chakra opening and healing. For those audience members who are not aware, can you explain what chakras actually are?
Okay, the chakras. Oh, when people speak of the chakras, they're speaking of the seven major energy centers of the body. These chakras, or chakras, they're pronounced both ways, control the flow of subtle energy through our bodies. There are other minor chakras, such as those in our hands and feet. So you being a Reiki healer and
master.
Reiki specialist and master, you know of this. But there are chakras in our hands and feet. These are minor chakras. They're embedded, but the chakras themselves, these seven major ones, are embedded energetically into our spinal columns. And they're related to our glands, our organs, and our emotions. The word is a Sanskrit word for wheel. That's because they are moving, pulsating wheels of light. And so these are spinning centers. If you can just imagine like a wheel, a spinning center of life force energy that we sometimes call chi or prana. This chakra healing is an ancient holistic way of healing that started with the Hindu system back something like 2500 BC, long, long, long time ago. And the basic tenet of this is physical, spiritual, and mental and emotional needs must be attended to in order for us to have a balanced and healthy life. Everything we see and everything we encounter is energy. Each chakra resonates to a specific frequency, and these frequencies are determined by color and resonate with various glands and organs in our bodies. So many people who practice energy healing have felt the chakras. They feel their own chakras. They feel other people's chakras. And, you know, I'm sure that many of people who are listening do healing work or Reiki masters like yourself or do reflexology or acupuncture. Anytime you're involved in those type of healing modalities, I think that you have a sensitivity to feel the chakras. And so that's pretty much it. They have different colors, and it's very important that having open, balanced chakras, this is important to our having increased health. And so we're entitled to healthy lives, having joy in our lives. We recognize that our bodies and our minds and our spirits are all connected. They're not separate, but linked to each one in a holistic way. So this energy that's surrounding us, our auras and these chakras, are really affecting our physical form. And they should be balanced.
Okay. And so because it is Heart Month, we are focusing on the heart chakra tonight. So before you tell us about the heart chakra, I would like to let our listeners know that we will be open for callers tonight. So if you want to make sure you get in the queue, we do have several callers already who are queued up. The number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. Please make sure you press 1 to speak with the host, and that will let me know that you have a question for Reverend Susan or a comment. All right. So, Reverend Susan, what about the heart chakra?
Okay, the heart chakra is called in Sanskrit Anahata. And as you may guess, the heart chakra represents your heart. This is your center, the ability to give and receive love, to have compassion, the capacity to love yourself as well as to love others. And you also think of being able to have empathy for other people, the urge to give to others, the ability to love, cherish, and to take care of ourselves starts here as well. And it's located behind the physical heart, right in the center of your chest. And so it is the center in the middle of the seven main energy centers, the seven major chakras. It is the one that's in the middle. There are three below and three above. and it is deals with balance, as you may have guessed. The three lower ones relate to the physical body, and they're sort of earthier, and the ones, three higher ones relate to more spiritual, cerebral energy. This chakra is also balancing between, and you can think of it balancing between heaven and earth, the mind and the body. So a strong, balanced heart chakra means that you know how to give love freely and receive love from others. You have compassion, and you know how to take care of yourself. You love yourself. Again, this is all about balance. We balance our love for ourselves with the love for others. And let's see what else I can say. This energy, this is very important. The energy of the heart chakra radiates through its existence center, through our hearts, our lungs, our chest, our breasts, the thymus gland, the lymph glands, and it also is in your shoulders and goes down your arms into your hands. That energy from the heart chakra goes down the arms into your hands. And so when the heart chakra is really strong, energy flows into your hands, and you can use this energy to heal yourselves and to heal other people. So again, Tanya, I know you have experienced this, being a Reiki master, that you really can feel these chakras, and I know the energy is coming through your hands. And probably many of the people on this call, just by nature of the type of work that you do and the audience you attract, I'm sure there are many people who are able to heal and through their hands. And this healing energy, the heart is very healing. The healing energy is coming from the heart chakra. Just think of a mother's loving touch, and you sort of understand that. The color of the heart chakra is green. Sometimes we use pink as well, but green is the color. And astrologically, the planet is Venus. The element for the heart chakra is air. And so breathing is very important in dealing with the heart chakra. So you want to find balance and open and keep that heart chakra open and balanced. And this means that you would have balance in your life and love and compassion and all of the good things that balanced heart chakra brings.
Wonderful. Well, we are going to get into the many different ways to open the heart chakra. I know you'll share some that you found helpful. Before we do that, we do have a caller from the 202 area code with a 455 exchange. So, caller, you are live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food with Tanya Parker and our guest, Reverend Susan Duncan. Do you have a question? Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. Yeah, hello. Good evening, Professor Parker. Yeah, this is
good
Delphine
evening.
Calling. Yeah.
Hi, Delphine.
Hi, Reverend Duncan.
Hello.
Yeah, happy birthday in advance. Happy birthday in advance, Reverend Duncan.
Okay, oh, happy birthday in advance, Reverend Susan.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Some reason I can't hear too well. I can hear you very well, Tanya, but
okay.
I can't hear the caller that well. But thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Delphine,
Delphine,
before you go ahead, you have something on in the background. I don't know if it's a TV or the computer. If you could make sure to turn that down, and then we'll be glad to take your question.
All right. Okay. Okay, my question to Reverend Susan is this. She talks about the seven chakras with the heart being the major chakra, the one in the middle. Yeah. My question is, I just wish to find out if for any reason someone could be delivered with chakras that are not up to maybe less than the seven chakras, or you know, is it something that is six, that somebody must be delivered with all seven chakras?
So your question, did you hear that, Reverend Susan?
I know she said something about the all seven chakras, but I didn't get it. Did you understand?
You were saying something, Delphine.
Yeah, I'm asking if everybody is being delivered with all seven chakras, or there are some situations where some people can have less than this seven chakras.
I understand. As far as I understand, that's a good question. Everybody has seven chakras, and we have many, many other chakras as well. I explained some of them, they're minor. They're not considered one of the major. The seven are the major, but everybody has them, and they are: the first chakra is the root chakra, the second is the sacral chakra, the third is the solar plexus chakra, the fourth is the heart chakra, which we're discussing today, the fifth is the throat chakra, and I know Tanya is an expert on that one. The sixth is the third eye brow chakra. And the seventh is the crown chakra. And so everyone has these energy centers, and they all relate to all the different parts of the body that everyone has. So we all have them. They're there, but they may be, depending on the individual, there may be in different stages of operation. So they can be blocked or open or balanced. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I have another question. In relation to this heart chakra, does it mean when it is not opened up or when it is not fully developed, you will not have the ability to give, to love freely, or to, you know, love yourself freely? Or is there going to be a balance between love, if at all, if your heart chakra is not well developed or something?
Okay, yes, there are conditions where people have blocked heart chakras. Sometimes this is a result of certain pain or could be, let's just say, pain or rejection they felt as a child, and they may have shut their heart chakra down. Maybe something they experienced last week where they shut their heart chakra down. But they can be opened again, and they can be blocked, but they can be opened again. And these blockages can have effects and sort of, I won't say radiate, but reflex to certain parts of the body. So there's certain diseases that can be attributed to these blocked heart chakras. It makes sense in the holistic sense. If you understand that we have physical bodies and emotional bodies and spiritual bodies, and these bodies are all connected. And so, yes, in fact, people can have blocked heart chakras, and they may experience things like maybe, you know, an ability to love, maybe an ability to receive love. Those are some issues. They may have some depression or feel isolated or lonely, things like that. They may have commitment issues. They can even have physical issues based on it. So does that answer your question?
Yes, Reverend Susan. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question.
Yes.
Thank you, Delphine.
Yes,
and you have a good
you
evening.
Okay. You too.
All right. Yes. All right. So Delphine had good questions there. And, you know, that definitely ties into where we are going next, different ways to open the heart chakra so people don't develop some of those disease conditions or other ailments or feelings or situations that can occur as a result of a closed or blocked heart chakra.
Okay, well, let's just say conditions. There are blocked chakras, and there are ways to open them, but there are also what we call overloaded chakras, and this is where there's too much energy going out. And so let me talk a little bit about the chakras being blocked before I get into the overloaded chakra, if you don't mind.
Oh, sounds good.
The heart chakra is blocked. There's just really not enough energy going through it. It may be spinning, but it may not be barely spinning. And some of these problems can be caused. You know, I can't say that if you have heart disease, you could have genetic and environmental problems and may not have anything to do with the heart chakra. But we recognize that as this being the energy, these are some things you may want to look at if you do have these conditions, or keep them open so that you can maybe not have these conditions. But they could be physically heart disease. It could be clogged arteries, chest pains, some breathing, because the heart chakra really does take is over the lungs, the heart, the breath, the arms. And so when you have blocked, you may have breathing problems, you may have depression, there could be other psychological issues. So when you heal the heart chakra, you want to first try to love yourself, because sometimes this is a result of not really having enough love for yourself. And remember that you deserve love and compassion. There are several ways to open a blocked chakra, and I will go through them. These are some ways to balance heart chakras. I first start out with crystals because I love crystals. And we know that crystals are energy, everything is energy, and they have an energetic vibration that can relate to the heart chakras. There's certain crystals that their vibration really responds to the heart chakra, and we can get into that a little bit later. The other way to help balance it is to use essential oils. You can use essential oils like through aromatherapy, and this helps to balance the chakra. Some of the oils that I use that are good for heart chakra are bergamot, Melissa, sandalwood, of course, rose, and honeysuckle. So if you burn those, if you find that your heart chakra is blocked, if you suffer from any of these symptoms, you may want to try to use these essential oils. We also can use sound. We're talking about a holistic healing here. So we use crystals, essential oils, we use sound. The heart chakra vibrates to the musical note of F, and the sound of ah. And so sometimes by just reciting ah or yang, that's the seed sound for the chakra. We just say yang, you know, that opens up the heart. This is a way to help to open the heart chakra and balance it. And there are many CDs that you can get which have, I use them myself, which have sounds that relate to the chakras, all of them, and open them up. You could also use food. That's a good way. For the heart chakra, we're looking for green types of food. We're talking about primarily vegetables, green vegetables like salads and spinach and kale and collard greens, green beans. There's so many of them. But anything mm-hmm. that's green is healing to the heart chakra. And when we get just now that we're talking about the food that's green, the whole color green is healing. We want to breathe in green light or pink light in order to soothe or open or balance this chakra. You may want to see this color surrounding you. You may want to wear green or pink. You could even paint your room if you're having a, you know that this is a long-lasting issue. You may want to paint a room this green, or, you know, one of the things I like to do is just when I meditate, you know, take time to meditate looking at my plants. And they're just really sending out healing energy, just taking that energy into your heart. The plants are really, really a good way of bringing that, just having them in your environment. You can do breathing. This is very good. You take a deep, every time you take a deep breath, you're opening up your chest. This expands the chest and the lungs. Remember, the lungs are the purview of the heart chakra. So when you take a deep breath, and I know I have to consciously remind myself from time to time to take a deep breath. But this is really healing, especially for the people that have the overloaded heart chakras where they're giving out too much. The exercise, we can participate in exercises such as brisk walking or running. You know, this activates the heart chakra because it's causing you to breathe. And so when you're breathing or dancing, which is kind of more fun for me than running, but if you're dancing,
me
you know,
too.
You can... You can breathe, you feel yourself breathing. And sometimes when you're doing these things, you really feel a peace and a love of self, love of your body because it's moving. And you really can feel it. I can, and I'm sure you can too, if you really do it and concentrate. Yoga exercises are good. The pranayama exercises are good for the heart because it deals with breathing. And you may want to have fans in your house sometimes because remember the element for the heart chakra is air. So you want to have some air circulating. Open your windows, like my friend Raymond says, open up the windows, get the air in. Maybe just, even the sound of the chimes, if the air is moving through the chimes, that can be healing.
Oh, that is reaching, so soothing.
Yes, yes, yes. And you'll really feel, sometimes if you just hear them, you just feel peace and love just from hearing the chimes. You can volunteer to help others, you know, engage, or just engage in kind gestures to people around you, your neighbors, the people you meet in the stores. These are ways of getting more energy and opening the heart. And, of course, we can do prayers and meditations. We can use our spirits to enhance these heart chakras. We can pray for the healing of our hearts, send out love from our heart center. Maybe we can say a prayer like, today I give thanks for the love that I have for everyone, for myself, for others. This can help to just increase love, make you aware of it, make you aware and feel that energy. You can meditate on a green field or on maybe meditate on your being on the top of a mountain and green around you. Just these are the types of things that you're bringing those colors, that peace, that vibration into the heart center. And we can do affirmations as well. We can affirm that love. I'm grateful for the love that's in my life. You know, I send love to everyone I know. Just make up whatever that has to do with love and compassion. And this will help to open the heart, balance things out.
You know, I have to say that, you know, I had not thought, you've listed so many beautiful ways of opening the heart, and, you know, I work with essential oils, so, you know, I love doing that, and because I do work a lot with throat chakra energy, I work with affirmations, et cetera. I have to tell you, I had not thought of plants. Now, I have a green thumb. And I do know that green is the color associated with the heart chakra, and I know breathing is under that purview. I never made that connection before. And thinking about plants that give out oxygen,
and we
breathe in oxygen, and then we breathe out carbon dioxide, and the plants take that in. And it's a wonderful relationship that we have together with plants, and, you know, it's very clearing for the home to have plants. It clears the energy. People are healthier when you have nice, healthy plants. And I just never even made that connection, though, with the heart chakra. And so thank you for that one in particular, because I just heard the bell go ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, they're
and,
there.
And you know,
all the
I have
time.
To tell you as well. Yeah, see, this is helpful stuff. I have to share a woo-woo story. When you were talking about the chimes, you know, and the heart chakra, you know, being the element of air. I know you are on the Morning Course in Miracles call, as I am. And one of the mornings last week, Reverend Jim, who was leading the call, he was a guest on our show back in, I believe, October of 2014. Reverend Jim can pray. Now, that man can pray.
Yes, he
and
can.
And he was praying, and by the time the prayer was over, and I opened my eyes, and I looked, and my chimes that are in the bedroom were just swinging, swinging, swinging. Now, there was
no fan on.
It was cold. The windows were not open.
It was outside.
I hadn't moved anything. No doors had opened. Those chimes were going crazy. And so I'm making the connection now, you know, to opening of that heart chakra energy, and it was literally moving the chimes
in my bedroom. That is a beautiful story. That is a beautiful story. It just shows you how much energy there is in the prayer, in your room, in everything. The energy is just flowing and flowing, and it's just, that's really wonderful story.
Wow. So thank you for helping to make that connection so I could make that connection. You know, of course, I don't get freaked out by things like that anymore. You know, so I just thought, oh, cool. You know?
Well, you know, I tell you, I gave my plants names. I named them a couple of years ago. You know, I always loved them, but I gave them all little names, and I would go and say little things to them in the morning. And I could actually, you talk about woo-woo, I could actually feel their, you know, their response. They're sending out the love and the just everything that they give out, the beauty, the love. And when I give them their water, I can hear them. I always hear them saying thank you, and that's a way. And that's one thing. If we really are. Sometimes when people have blocked chakras and they are not really at that moment able to, you know, give love, they could start with, I mean, a plant is kind of little, but, you know, maybe animals and going out in nature and just loving those things. And that helps to open the heart and eventually be able to have the capacity for more and more love.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Wow. Well, we have another caller. So if you're ready, we will open up the phone lines for this caller from the 240 area code. Caller, you are on the air. What's your name? Are you there?
I'm Whitney. Hello?
Yes, you.
Hi,
Whitney.
Professor.
How are you?
I am fine.
Good, good, good. Do you have a question for Reverend Susan or a comment?
I was going to ask her if she can read my chakra, or can she do that or no?
You ask her directly.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Reverend Susan, Whitney is asking about, can you read her chakra? And
Is she speaking of her heart chakra or all chakras? Or Whitney, are you speaking of
any type of chakra, anything you sense from me?
Oh, if I can sense it over the phone?
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that right now. I do make appointments, and if you are here, or we're in the same space, I can pick up certain things if I'm there with you. And I also use tools. I mean, like we talked about the hands, we can feel heat or movement over the chakras. That's a way to tell. Or I use my pendulum. I have pendulums for different chakras, and I can tell by the spin whether they're open or blocked or closed. But I unfortunately, I can't do that from just here.
Okay, so can you explain, like, how a chakra can be blocked? What can, like, build up from blocking the chakra, and how can you open it up?
Okay, some of the things that are that happen to block the chakra is so I mentioned about when you're a child, you know, if you're hurt in relationships, sometimes people shut down because they feel vulnerable. And so really just shutting down, cutting off from people, you know, sometimes people feel isolated or they, you know, stay into themselves. They don't feel like they can commune with people. This further shuts down the heart chakra. Now, I'm not saying there's no energy at all. There can be energy. Even if it's blocked, there could be a little bit of energy. But then just basically I think a lot of criticism from people may shut people's heart chakras down. But mostly I think they're trying to protect themselves from being hurt. And when this happens, when it is blocked, then they cannot give out adequately love and compassion and have empathy from others. And sometimes they really can't even form any intimate relationships when they have blocked heart chakras. So I think that's basically what I see. And there's so many things that are going on that really are trying for people and stressful at this time. All these relationships, a lot of them are stressful, be they job relationships. We're in so many different relationships. So there's lots of opportunities, if we're not careful, to try to protect ourselves, protect our hearts. And these are times when the heart chakras can be blocked.
Okay, and how many chakras do we have in our bodies?
We have 7 major ones, but there are probably hundreds of others because they're just centers of energy. So these 7 major chakras are sort of embedded energetically in our spine. We can feel the energy in them. There are others, like I said, in the hands and feet and some other places, but they're minor. And these really actually have a lot to do with our hormones, the glands, the organs of our bodies. Some relate to the liver, you know, our stomach, our heart, you know, all of the different organs. And when we get, like Tanya said, she deals a lot with the throat chakra. And so that's one of the upper 3 chakras. And that really has a little bit more. Now we're getting more into spirituality as opposed to just the physical body, not just the physical, but to the physical earthiness of the root, sacral, and solar plexus chakra. But there are 7. And the heart is the balance. It sends the energy up and down, sends love and energy up and down through all of the chakras. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. But I was going to ask you, where did like chakra originate from? Is this from Hinduism? I forgot.
Yes.
I studied. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're absolutely right. From Hinduism. It's a Sanskrit word.
Oh, okay, thank you
all
very
right
much.
Thank you so much,
thank
Whitney,
you
for calling in. All right. Well, Reverend Susan, I want to make sure that we get a chance to talk about your wonderful crystals because you are a crystal healing expert, and I know you use that with the heart chakra and more. So can you tell us a little bit more about what are crystals and how they help us, and particularly how they may help heart chakra healing, opening it up, et cetera, keeping it in balance?
Okay, sure. Well, I have been a crystal healer for about 20 years. I started really just, actually, I had crystals, and probably we all have some crystals, even if we have a diamond ring, we have a crystal, or we have a sapphire ring, we have a crystal, we have a rose quartz ring, we have a crystal. So people, they're not really that mysterious. However, I started because I was going through or working in a sick building and having some health challenges, working with crystals. I love them, and I've used them for years and years regularly for healing, and I've seen so many good results where people have reported back to me, some of my clients, of things that happened to them that I didn't even know the crystals could do. But we all have energy, and the crystals have energy, so they're resonating with people in different ways. Crystals and gemstones are just filled with energy, and the energies of the crystals can resonate with our energy fields and these chakras in our bodies. We can place the crystals on our bodies, we can place them around our bodies, or we can wear them. This is why I decided to design the crystal and gemstone jewelry years ago, because I could see from my own experience of healing the effect that they had on me, the positive effect. And I would carry them around and lose them. And so I decided if I made jewelry out of them, they would never be lost. well, sometimes they can get lost into, but at least I can wear them for a longer period of time than when they were in my pocket. And so when we wear these crystals, the crystals which have the energy in and of themselves resonate with our energy. The subject of this crystal healing, I could do on some more shows, Tanya. We could go into that because it's a very, very
right
subject. But I do want to get into the heart chakra, and I can tell you what crystals resonate with the heart chakra. Some of the ones I use, well, usually rose quartz is I use more than anything else because that is sort of like the crystal which is mostly used for love and forgiveness. And it's not a real expensive crystal, and so it's, you know, more easily attainable. There's green jade that can be used. Green aventurine, that's used. It's more for physical, heart-like energy, I think. Watermelon tourmaline or pink and green tourmaline are also good for the heart chakra. Malachite, rhodonite, which is a deep kind of pink stone with some black veins running through it. Emerald is good, excellent. Chrysocolla, prehnite, it's P-R-E-H-N-I-T-E, that's a wonderful heart chakra stone, and rhodochrosite. These are the ones that I use most of the time. So you can wear these stones. You could sleep with them under your pillow. You could hold them in your hands, pray and meditate with them. Put them on your altar. When I do chakra classes, I like to build altars, and a heart chakra altar would really have at least one of these stones on them, perhaps more than one. You could put them on your altar, put them in your bath. Some may be even used as an elixir that you could drink. You can make an elixir that you could drink, but you have to be sure that some of them have some toxicity. I know malachite has a lot of copper, so you would not be able to use that. You need to make sure, or either make them, do them in an indirect method. But anyway, these are some of the crystals that are used, and I'd say more often than not, we use rose quartz, green aventurine, jade, and emerald. Yeah, those are really, and tourmaline. Tourmaline is a very good. The watermelon tourmaline is very good for heart chakra work. It is so. I mean, it really makes you very sensitive, though. So those are the stones that I like to use.
Now, many of these, I am by far not an expert on crystals. So, you know, of course I have my rose quartz and I have some jade that I use and that I wear. You know, that's in jewelry and everything,
mm-hmm.
and some green and green.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of these I've heard of. You know, no one's dropping emeralds on me or has ever dropped emeralds on me. I haven't dropped them on myself, but some of them are definitely more accessible price-wise.
right.
Than others.
Well, the emeralds that I, you know, they are a little pricier, of course, than rose quartz, but they're not, you know, I'm talking about raw emeralds, not necessarily. I mean, the others would work too, but not necessarily that we go to the jewelers and get the cut and polished faceted ones. But they are, before they're cut and polished and faceted, all of these stones are in a raw state. And so they have energy and maybe, you know, sometimes more if they're bigger than the cut and polished ones. That's been my experience. And so we may be able to afford one of those.
Okay. Wow. Well, I am very excited to explore more crystals, and you know, I certainly have made use of heart chakra crystals in my jewelry. It could
mm-hmm.
be a mood that I'm in or a mood I am attempting to create, or it could be that it just matches the outfit that I am drawn to that day.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
thank you so much for sharing
because
about those crystals. And I hope that listeners are inspired to go out and and work with the crystals, or at least some of the other wonderful methods that you've talked about for opening and balancing the heart chakra. Now, I'm looking and I'm seeing that time is winding down. We have just been a good time talking about heart chakra healing. I'm just wondering, do you have any last words on heart healing for our listeners?
Okay, well, let's say this. It's important to remember that although we talked about the blocked chakras, that chakras can be overloaded. And I think this is really important to know, especially for, I'm sure that some of your listeners, especially Tanya, are people who are very open, and they are people who are giving out a lot of love to others. Some people do not have any problem loving others. They give out so much love that they can be out of balance as well.
Yeah.
Sounds funny. But they give out so much that they get burnout or compromise their immune systems. Sometimes these people do not have a good sense of what's best for them, and they put their health at risk by paying so much attention to others at the expense of their own well-being. So we must remember that we have to love ourselves as well. And let me just see what else I want to say about that. Be careful to give this love back to you. And we see a lot of physical ailments that pertain to heart chakra. We see a lot of heart disease, and we see a lot of heart circulatory problems. We see breathing problems, COPD, things with the lungs. We see this is something women have breast problems. They're, what is more nurturing and loving than the breast? These are organs that feed babies and children and women. There's signs of the nurturing that women give out. So it's important that we give back to ourselves to make sure that we're in balance. And people in service positions like healthcare, I have other healers. I've got lots of healers in my family, counselors, clergy, people who are activists. Spend a lot of time trying to focus on helping people outside of themselves. And this is wonderful, but we have to always be remember that we have to have balance. That's the important thing. So we can't be giving out and not taking in. We have to be giving and receiving love as well. And so some of the activities for that, we need to do some things to bring joy and love and happiness in our lives, like going things that are only for us if we want to heal an overloaded heart chakra. So I just like to say that is as important as the people who are not really feeling they can give out love or not giving out love, that the people who are giving all the time are loving themselves. And, you know, get a massage or just go for a walk by yourself or do anything that would make you happy. And so meditate, can be still and know that you are God. Those types of things help to heal the heart chakra. Those are, I guess, that. And let's see if there's any other little tidbit that I want to leave the listeners with that I don't know. Although we just concentrate on the heart chakra, we have to understand that the other chakras need to be open and balanced as well, because remember, this energy is flowing from one chakra to another. If we, if this heart chakra is blocked, that may affect the energy coming to the throat chakra. So we really need to make sure that all of our chakras, and a healthy heart chakra person is able to love themselves, love others, and to receive love as well. You know, we give out love and love comes back to us. And the more we open our hearts, the more love we get back. So I think that's kind of my last words on the heart chakra.
Okay, well, they were good last words and good reminders. I always have to make sure that I take that in as a healer, that I make sure that my picture is full before I can give out.
It's
There's times where, you know, that picture is tipped over and I'm trying to get some little some little drop out of it to give to somebody else, and I have nothing in there. So that is a very good point. It's all about balance. It's all about balance. So thank you for that reminder. I want to make sure that listeners who may want to follow up with you have your contact information. And, you know, do you have any upcoming services or classes or specials that you're offering? And also, how can they contact you to be able to dine at your healing table?
Okay, well, first I'll give out my contact information. You can reach me by telephone at area code 301-277-7049. That's my home number. I'll give you my cell number, which is 301-943-4500. My email address, or one of them, is SusanDuncan22. And so it's my name, SusanDuncan, the number 22, at Verizon.net. And so feel free to call if you have any questions about chakra questions, or reach me by email, and I will be holding a class entitled Heart Chakra Balance, Healing, and Nourishing on Sunday, February 22nd at 1 p.m. This will be held at the Tacoma Park Metaphysical Chapel House. It'll last for 2 hours, and the Chapel House is located at 1901 Powder Mill Road in Silver Spring, Maryland. And we're going to have a good time here. We're going to delve into the issues of the heart chakra. This is an experiential class. So in addition to discussing, and you're being able to ask questions and discussing what are these heart chakra issues, and we couldn't even get into a lot of it today, but we will also practice several tools that will increase our heart chakra energy and health. So we'll learn how to determine, I'll show you how to determine whether your heart chakra is healthy and balanced. We will be using a crystal bowl for balancing. We're going to have sound and chanting and crystals and exercise. And so we're going to be doing things that you can take home and work on for yourself when you feel like you are not feeling lovable as you really are, you know, and you will be able to use these tools at home, and you can practice on yourself, and you can heal yourself. I'm available to those who would like to determine if their chakras are open. So if you want to call me, we can set up an appointment, and I can go over and sort of diagnose the spin or block or openness of your chakras, and I can do that by appointment. I plan to have a class in April on healing the chakras with crystal and sound. And this will be an all-day class. And if you would like to attend, you can just call me at 301-277-7049 or the other number or the email address. And we can talk about that, and I can see about getting you into the class. And if you would like any jewelry from any crystal made, crystals just excite me. Then feel free to call me about that, because they can be used for different things, not only healing, protection, opening intuition, for various things, for making prayerful connections with God. Crystals can be used for so much because their energy is so beautiful. So if you would like information on that or to have something to wear, you can call me about that as well. And just remember that, as we say in A Course in Miracles, we are God's beloved, loving, lovable children, and that we are entitled to love and entitled to wonderful, joyful lives. And so hopefully some of the information that I've shared with you will help you to be able to understand the truth of who you are and use these ancient principles to bring more love and light into your life.
Well, thank you so much. We have Reverend Susan Duncan. You've brought forth wonderful healing wisdom and energy, talking about opening and balancing the heart chakra and some great information on using crystals. I'd like to invite listeners to tune in again next month on the first and second Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more mind, body, and soul food. On the first Sunday, we'll have the return of the scientific mystic, Rosemary Bredesen. And on the 8th, we will welcome Reverend High Priestess Thema Asiza Sirwa, who will share her work with the womb and more. Looking forward to that. So please check out my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com, to find out about my offerings. And we look forward to hearing you next time.
Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.